Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Toy of the Week podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, and it is December 16th, 2016. We could be talking about Rogue One items today, but I need some D-cell batteries to tell you about my AT-ACT, and I need to get to the store, and I've been bad about doing lots of things because my head hurts. I know that's not the best reason in the world, but it's the one I'm going to give you. So this week we're going to be looking at Transformers, Titans Return Deluxe Wave 3, which I actually enjoy very much. I've been futzing with these for a while, and I say the transformations are pretty great, and generally speaking, you have a good reason to be happy, trigger happy, if you will, with Wave 3. We do not currently have them in stock as of my recording this, but we have more on the way. The Wave includes Hot Rod, Twinferno, a new version of Double Cross, and we also have Trigger Happy, and I believe it's Breakaway, and it used to be Getaway in the G1 era. So you basically have, depending on your point of view, two good guys and two bad guys, or three good guys and one bad guy. I don't know what comics you read, but there are interpretations. Hot Rod is basically as G1 as you can get. He's got orange fists, like the original toy, two guns, like the original toy, and a tiny robot that becomes his head, not like the original toy. The car mode opens up, and you can put the little fire drive driver sidekick figure inside, and that's pretty awesome. I've always wanted a Hot Rod toy. You could have a little figure driving him, and I never had one before, so this is really great. The pipes on his arms are gray instead of chrome, which, depending on how chrome flakes these days, is a good thing. The spoiler is painted yellow instead of being molded in yellow, and it ducks down on his back a little bit, so you might not necessarily notice it as being standing out as much as the original G1 toy. It's a great version of the Autobot Leader. It is not a good take on the more-than-meets-the-eye version. In fact, it is closer to a fancier version of the Classics toy, with better proportions, a little bit taller, a little bit meatier. I like the head a little bit more. It's good. It may not be what you want, just because a lot of people right now are obsessing over More Than Meets the Eye and the new Lost Light comic series. But it's a great G1 Hot Rod toy. I like it a lot. I'm having fun futzing with it, and I'd highly recommend you get one if you like the original Transformers movie toys as much as I do. And I do a great deal. Transformation's easy. What else do I want to tell you? Articulation's good. I got no real complaints. It would have been nice if he had that little saw in his arm, but you can't have everything. And I assume someone will make upgrade sticker sets, because it's a little lacking in the foil sticker department, because that's what you do at this price point. But it's great, it's fun, it's easy to transform, and I think you're going to like it a lot. Double Cross, I've had on my desk since I got him. It's a gift from above. Maybe you want it, maybe you don't. Maybe you don't know who he is, and maybe you don't care. But it's really cool, and they had a little sneaky toy tribute to Battle Beasts built in. His Titan Master figure is Pirate Lion from the original Battle Beast line. It's got the eye patch, it's got the feet. So when it turns into a little tiny robot, that's Pirate Lion. And I love Battle Beasts, so I'm really excited. That I think Daburu was the name they gave him, but it's White Lion in Japan, Pirate Lion in America. You know what this is. He can ride in the Dragon Mode's chest, or he can be the robot head. I don't really see the point of having a little mecha pilot for my dragon, but you can do it. It's a cool dragon. He's got two heads with articulated jaws and a couple of joints on the neck, so that's pretty great. The wings can move. Legs are small, tail's small, and it looks similar to the original toy, but the proportions are different. The torso's a little bit longer, and it has a wheel on its chest. It's just ornamental. It doesn't actually spin. The original toy could shoot out sparks. This one doesn't, because they don't do those anymore. It's just not done. So it's a nice tribute to the original toy on the Dragon Mode. The colors are pretty much the same, and it's neat. In Robot Mode, he's got lots of articulation, good proportions. He looks cool. He's got an Autobot symbol on the right side of his chest. I believe the original one was in the middle. The dragon hands, or dragon heads rather, become hands. He can hold the guns. It's a little tricky to fit them in there, but they do fit. So if it's giving you trouble, keep trying. You're not going to break it. I hope it's going to fit just fine. The wings are clear, smoky color. The legs are nice and chunky. And it looks like it has a sad red Deku from the Zelda games on his crotch. Once you see it, you can't unsee it, so I apologize. But it does. I just see a face there. But it's a great, neat, fun toy. A cool design. And it's the kind of thing we don't get a lot of. Most of the Transformers toys we get are planes or spaceships or tanks or cars. Seeing monsters and creatures, for me, is really exciting. I like seeing this kind of thing a lot. And I hope they get to FireCon someday, too. Next up, we have Trigger Happy, who I gotta confess I really don't have any long-term Transformers fan memory of. I know it was a Target Master, but it never made an impression on me. This one has a pretty cool design. The original toy had differences between the eyes and the face and stuff like that, so it's a little different than all of the original ones. It doesn't quite match up perfectly, but it seems to be closer to his media appearances than the original toy, if I remember the pictures correctly. It's got a faceplate, it's got little yellow eyes, and part of the face was supposed to be painted red and wasn't around the eyes, and I think some people might be upset by this, but I think it makes the eyes pop out a lot nicer. It looks a little bit creepier coming out from behind. It's more of a gold than a yellow, but it's cool. Design is similar to the original, but different enough where you can tell that it's different. It's got a white Decepticon logo on his chest. The colors are there. It doesn't have a Target Master companion, but he does have two guns, and he has more guns on his forearms, but they're pointing in the wrong direction. It transforms very nicely. It has a swivel thing around the hips that I've never seen before on a Transformers toy, so it's a little intuitive, but it's not something you're going to expect. When you're futzing with it, you'll go, "Oh, that's really clever." On a deluxe toy, especially, they managed to work in something really cool here. Articulation's as great as the other ones, so when you get it into the jet mode, you'll enjoy the fact that you can plug guns onto it, and the head becomes a little driver, and it's cool. I mean, there aren't a lot of spaceships, or at least they're not enough for my liking, so it looks vaguely like an X-Wing fighter because everything to me does. I think you'll enjoy it, even though it's a character you might not recognize or have much an opinion about either way, because it really wasn't an important character in the comics, and it really wasn't on the cartoon ever. I mean, was it maybe on the Rebirth and that's it? I'm just forgetting. But it's a cool toy, and I wish there was more to it as far as personality goes, so you have a reason to be really excited about it. But if you just want a really good toy, Trigger Happy's it. You're gonna enjoy it. If you're a kid, if you're a collector, it just works. And I can't get enough of that. Rounding out the set is Breakaway, also known as Getaway, who is kind of somebody the comics fans love to hate. Mostly hate. It's Chrome Dome with new paint. The paint on my sample was a little uneven, but it more or less does a good job of taking the Chrome Dome car body and giving it a Getaway makeover. The head is similar to the original toy. It's got a gray helmet and a yellow face and faceplate. The comics look a little different. He's got a darker helmet and slightly more contrasting colors. So you might look at this and go, "Hey, it's an okay update of the original Getaway." And you might look at it and go, "Eh, it's not the more than meets the eye Getaway that I wanted." It holds up okay for what it is. I think it's a pretty good toy. I wish the windows were either all opaque or all transparent. They're not. The transformation's perfectly fine, easy to do, satisfying. The guns work well. You can mount them on the roof of his cab. He can hold them just fine. The wheels are still kind of clear. I'd say there's nothing wrong with the figure other than, as I'm fond of saying, it might not be what you wanted. But it's good, and it works in all the modes. It's a little lacking in color because of the off-white, creamy color of the car, but he's got a nice red chest, a little blue Speedo thing around his crotch, and it is a design that on Chrome Dome was great. So if you just wanted a completely original Getaway, this ain't it. If you just want a decent Getaway, this is decent. It's okay. It's a good set overall. I would highly recommend picking up all four if you are so inclined. Double Cross/Twinferno is a little complicated. Trigger Happy is the most fun to transform. Hot Rod I love because I love Hot Rod. I hate Getaway in the comics because he's such a jerk, but it's good to have a toy of the jerk once in a while. I mean, it's just amazing to me. It's neat to see they managed to make an Autobot a guy you don't necessarily love. And they've done that in other comics too, but that's one of the things in modern Transformers comics that's really engaging and different. You have these two opposing political ideologies, but some of the good guys are good, and some of the good guys are bad, and some of the bad guys are good, and some of the bad guys are bad. It's a little bit more fun to read. And if you haven't read any of those, and you're still listening, I can't imagine those people exist. If you're listening this far, you probably love those comics. But pick them up, you'll enjoy them. If you're going on a plane trip or whatever, they do digital trade paperbacks pretty cheap, like a Humble Bundle kind of thing every now and again. Pick them up, read them, you'll love them. I won't guarantee it, but I very much enjoyed reading More Than Meets the Eye. And I just read The Lost Light number one this week, and I'm enjoying that as well. So get these toys if you think you're the kind of person to like these toys. Order a case or don't, and but please do. I'll see you guys next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast. Have a great weekend. If I don't hear from you because you're traveling, have a great holiday, and or holidays, I guess, is a more appropriate thing to say, because there's a lot of holidays coming up to miss things between now and then. So have fun. Have a happy. See you next time. Follow us on Twitter at EntEarth.